At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday. We got a lot to jump into here. It is lightning for tonight. Joe O, what do you start off with tonight?
No. Wait. Video.
There you go.
Why don't we continue the conversation we were just having? Laying odds on people that will or will not be divorced at some point. Is that not nice?
So we're talking about Mahomes.
No, the game.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Listen, I am betting on the Mahomes family to stay together. That's all. I will put that out there.
I don't think most people would make that wager.
I know.
I don't think he would have married her if he wasn't. I mean, she already was acting a little crazy. He had plenty of time to dodge that relationship and break things up.
Well, just in general, so what's the divorce rate in the country right now? It's a 50-50 shot, right?
I think it's like 60 in some places.
Holy cow. 60? I did not think Paul was going to say that.
I think I just knocked over my backdrop. I laughed so hard. Oh, man.
Need to run 50. Anyways, I don't know. We weren't talking about that, so don't worry about it. Yes, it did.
Well, no, I think it curtailed it for a little while because no one was afraid to move out. But then as soon as everything opened up again, people ran away.
People were waiting.
And now we have monkeypox.
Right. This is happening. Not great.
This is just, this is world. Anyways. All right. Did you throw it to me?
I think so.
I don't remember. So what's this line at now? We just got word during the break that Tyler Hero's not playing.
We are looking at tonight. I'm seeing it locked.
I saw seven during the break.
Okay. All right.
I see split. I see some 6.5s and some 7s.
Okay.
But we still don't know about some other key players in this game. We think Jimmy Butler is going to play because it's trending that way, but we don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. And Robert Williams, he was listed as questionable. We think Tatum's going to be fine. What about Smart, of course? A lot going on. But in the end, it's a must-win spot. It is a must-win spot for Boston. They've got to win this game. They go down 3-1 going back there. They're in trouble. I'm going to take Boston -6.5. I'm going to lay it. It's hard with the player props because without knowing all the components, who's going to be on the court, who's taking the usage, that's a tough call in the morning. But I'm going to take the Celtics at home covering the large number on the point spread. Baseball. I'm going to roll with the Cubs. The Reds cannot hit a lefty at all. And Gutierrez is god awful. He's got an ERA over 8. He's got a FIP nearly 8. So it means it's not good luck. And this price has been going up. I see it -125. We talked about it when it was -118 earlier, but the lowest I see right now, -125. I'm going to take the Cubs on the money line. My Phillies still hanging around -135 with Wheeler going up against Davidson. Wheeler, a lot of success against the heart of that lineup for Atlanta. And Phillies crush lefties. Third highest OPS in baseball. So I'm going to take Philly -135, Cubs minus, what is it now, 125. And then I'm going to mix a dog in there. And I'm going to take the Detroit Tigers going up against Archer as a sizable dog. Plus, you get plus 175. Okay. Plus 175. I'm just going to fade Archer there. In that spot, there are a few Tigers that stand out. And maybe I'll mention one during home run props that have a lot of success against Archer. Last 84 at-bats, that team has an 1,100 OPS. So there's the dog.
I like it. Aaron, what do you got?
Oh, right. Starting with that hockey, Avalanche, moneyline, minus 166. I just think they're the better team, and they are going to win. I also am going to follow Lindsay and do both the overs. I found better value on DraftKings for those. And then I'm going to do first half moneyline Cardinals and also just straight moneyline Phillies. Minus 136 and save my home run prop for later.
Were you doing your last name, Hockey, or just, is that the way you said it?
Maybe it's just the way I said it.
Okay.
That hockey.
No, all of Aaron's hockey bets have to be hockey bets.
Hockey. Yes. All right. I like that.
Okay. Here's what I've got tonight. We'll start in basketball. I'm going to be on the Jalen Brown rebounding prop. I don't care who plays in the game. Jalen Brown's going to get a bunch of rebounds. Jalen Brown has been getting a bunch of rebounds every night, and he's been really good in the series. So I'll go over 6.5 Jalen Brown rebounds tonight for the Boston Celtics. In baseball tonight, I mean, I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm with Joe on the Phillies tonight. Tonight is a good Phillies matchup. They get to go against a lefty. They've been top, 5 to 10, depending on what you would look at against left-handed pitching. They're going up against a nondescript lefty. They get Max Fried tomorrow. I don't feel good about that one. Tonight is one, a lefty they can hit. And Wheeler's been really good. The one guy in the Braves lineup that used to hit Wheeler, he's with the Dodgers now. We mentioned a couple weeks ago when it was Dodgers-Phillies. That was Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman used to kill him. He's gone now. So it's a lineup that Wheeler can certainly handle tonight against the Braves. We'll go Phillies tonight on the money line. I'm going to go a couple of run totals for my other baseball plays tonight. Over 7.5 in Blue Jays Cardinals. It feels too low. I know Berríos was better last time. I know Mikolas is a good pitcher, but 7.5 for all those bats in that lineup, I'll go over that. And I will take the Giants team total tonight over 4. They've been pretty good against lefties, trending better in the last month against left-handed pitching. They get David Peterson for the Mets. So we go Jalen Brown over rebounds, Phillies money line, over 7.5 Cardinals Blue Jays, over 4 Giants run total tonight against the New York Mets. And I will save my home run prop. Paul, what do you got today?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right. A little bit, reeling a little bit from yesterday, but I do have one play. So Acuna does also hit pretty well against Wheeler. So I'm going to go over 1.5 total bases at plus 120. So that'll be mine right there. Otherwise, going to lick these wounds and, you know, come back stronger. Maybe, probably not.
It happens. It happens.
It's not like you bet the bankroll on Mito, though. You're no, just sad of what could have been. I know. Like, I saw the screenshot.
He spent the money. Did you spend the money?
No, Mito's nickname for the weekend in our household was La Cocina because apparently he was going to pay for a new kitchen. Well, that's not happening.
A new kitchen.
Oh, Mito.
What kind of work are you looking to get done there?
Why, you a kitchen guy? You got a guy?
There's I'm thinking about a bathroom here. What is the bathroom?
Okay.
I do have a guy, but he's nowhere near you.
Yeah. So countertops, they're kind of that old like 2010 marble thing going on. A new sink, I guess.
Wait, what would you go to? I think we've got the same, probably same countertops.
We've got cherry wood cabinets. I've been told that's a color. But thinking more like white countertops and like more of a gray-green cabinet sort of thing is the brighten things up a little bit. Apparently, that's more modern. We're stuck a decade in the past.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting the white baseboards everywhere. And then we got the price. I'm like, really?
Maybe
how many thousands for new baseboards?
Would La Cocina not have even gotten us halfway there? What do you?
I don't know how. Yeah, for you, I think you would have been fine. Okay. I don't know the size of your kitchen.
We're talking home improvements, I just want to throw this at you guys. Has anyone ever got an addition on their home?
No.
Okay.
No, our deck was already on.
So we were thinking about that, okay? So the addition on the back of the house?
I did. I thought you were talking like an extra room.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, like an extra room.
Yeah. No, not that.
So here's what I found out this weekend. And I understand it's a project and will cost a bunch of money. I get that. You know that you have to pay, I forget what it was, but like close to $2,000 just for the architect to draw what it will look like?
Get out of my face.
That's before you even decide if you're going to do it or not.
Yeah. You could say no, pass in the end.
But you have to pay for the drawing. So my suggestion was I'll draw it.
I'll show you what my deck to look like.
I need that. I need your
drawing. I was told I can't be the one that draws it.
Can you sign it? Wait, what do you want to add?
Just like an extra room, like to bump it, like the family room, we're going to bump it out, make it bigger.
With like screens in there, you can kind of.
Yeah, yeah. But like the drawing, are we serious for a drawing?
Well, it's more than a drawing. It's not just.
I wonder how much doodling it's going to cost to fix my garage door. They're coming on Thursday. I can hardly wait.
You had to wait like 5 days? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
They called right before the show to say.
So you had is it one of the automatic ones doesn't work? Or is it just broken and won't come down?
Manually, I can open and close. But like the button that you push to open it, the garage door clicker that goes in your car, and then the little keypad outside, none of it's working. So I'm like, ugh.
Always something with your car. Very convenient too. Every time you want to leave the house or come back in, you've got to do the manual. Ugh, annoying.
And I have a garage on the other side of the house, so like the front door is on the other side. Oh. It's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But, oh well, it's fine. We'll get it.
All right, home run props. Where are we going tonight? I'll start us off. Going back to the guy I bet on like 3 times the season already. Darren Ruff hit 2 against a lefty on Friday night. He gets a lefty tonight. He's always killed lefties. I'm seeing plus 560 on Darren Ruff tonight, home run for the Giants.
All right, Joe, I mentioned earlier, I'm a little annoyed. It feels like baseball's 4-1. just everybody. And even if you think you're going under the radar, oh, look, Jonathan Scope, he's got awesome history against Archer. He's got 6 home runs. Oh, he's plus 450. Like, really? He's plus 450 and he might get 2 at-bats against Archer? Just annoying. Suarez, plus 460, going with him against Oakland tonight.
Hits a lefty. Aaron, yeah. Home run prop? Aaron Judge?
Aaron, yep. Lyles.
Would a 6-1 change your mind, Joe?
Yeah.
Caesars. Show. 6-1.
Oh,
that's oh, he's 6-1? Oh, I didn't get Caesars, to there. Yeah.
But I'll let you grab that if you want. Better. I'm going to go with Colin Moran. He is plus 660, and he has whoever they're playing in his book.
I'm going to stick with Suarez.
Chad Cool in the Rockies.
Yes.
Cool. Everyone have a great day. We're back tomorrow right here on the BetQL Network.
Cool.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.